Away we go. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast midweek. It's Wednesday, September 30th, the last breath of another month in 2020. Praise the Lord. And in case your year hasn't been bad enough, last night was the first presidential debate. If you missed it, don't worry. We reenacted it for you today twice. And also heard about Borat. Remember him? Well, he has another movie coming out somehow. Coyote Peterson was brought up. And John's a little jealous of him. Song Stories Today featured Jamie's Crying with David Lee Roth. Always a treat to hear from him. Hershey's and Yuengling's collab was brought up as well. And of course, we spun that wheel for the Wheel of Wow Wednesday celebration, which we do every week. And Scottish author Ken McNabb. We were a little worried talking to a Scotsman on the phone, but we made out most everything he had to say about the final days of the Beatles. Hear it for yourself right now. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
So let me ask you, you see any interesting TV last night?
Not a wink of anything.
Is there something on?
Nothing?
No, nothing.
No, just
something good on?
No.
I'm sorry, what?
What's that?
What?
Stop
talking. Howie Roseman sucks.
Oh, my Chris Wallace?
Yes, you're Chris Wallace.
Settle down.
Dude. You're Chris Wallace, dude. Right? I got to tell you something.
Poor guy.
I can honestly
poor guy,
say,
he added to it.
He got run over by a freight train.
Right. He was the kind of guy that I thought would be able to control it. Right. But I was about 10 minutes into the debate last night, and I'm saying to myself, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. I can't stop watching
it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Right?
I'm not going anywhere.
Right, right. No. I mean, for me to be up till 11 o'clock last night.
50-car pileup. Right? You know you're looking
yeah,
the whole
it.
Way.
That's it. That's
cruising
what it was.
Slowly.
It was as much of a train wreck. I've seen train wrecks that were less than that train wreck. Right? It was just, oh, my God. It was just too much. Just absolutely too much. But we will not harp on that today. We will move forward during the course of the show. And as I said, the Wheel of Wow coming up. We've got the Question Mail coming up as well. Right after this, we're coming back up.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
As long as we brought up the debate in the election, Sacha Baron Cohen's Borat sequel,
yes,
is coming out in time for the election.
Good.
All right. It seems it's only going to be on Amazon. All right. And not going to be in theaters this time. Borat 2, he shot the entire thing in secret, supposedly, during the pandemic. All right. And it involves Borat thinking he's a big movie star and trying to hide from the public by pretending to be someone else. That's a,
how is there anyone left that can fall for this?
I'm always shocked
how
when people are able to continue to do certain things. And then you realize that, okay, there's a lot of idiots out there that.
Yes.
But he's a household name at this point.
But if you think about it, making it for Amazon is completely different than making it as a theatrical release. Because it's like, you know, it's like, well, if you want to watch it, watch it. If you don't want to, he got paid. He doesn't care. You know,
right? But I think Dave's talking about how can people still fall for this?
Right, because the gag is up. Yeah. Everybody right. knows who he is now. The first one worked because no one had any clue who he was.
I think Mike Pence is in it.
Okay,
all right.
I look forward to that scene.
All right, because the title of the movie is Borat: Gift of Pornographic Monkey to Vice Premier Mikhail Pence to make benefit
for Mr. Kite
make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan.
That is a subtitle, folks. Wow.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
Have you ever heard of Coyote Peterson?
No.
You know,
no, Coyote an old Peterson? Country singer or something?
No. He's got a YouTube channel called Brave Wilderness, and this is the guy. You may have seen this, but you probably don't know it by this guy. This is the guy who gets stung by the nastiest insects.
Oh,
in the world.
Yeah.
The murder wasp hit him up earlier this year.
Yeah. He tries to teach viewers stuff along the way, but don't kid yourself. People are just there to see him, writhe in pain.
Yeah.
Okay? He runs, gets ads on his spot.
Okay.
On his YouTube page.
He does reads?
Yeah. No. They
just
run
pop
ads.
They just pop up.
Yeah, okay, they just pop ups over here.
Yeah, if he's a big personality, makes sense.
Yeah. You know how much he's making a month?
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. How many subscribers does he have? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
A month. 17.7 million subscribers.
17.7 million subscribers.
A month, he probably makes a mil at least.
Yeah. No, not a mil. 300,000.
That's pretty
300,000
nice.
A month.
He gets stung pretty cool.
A month, right? We're talking on the radio. This guy's getting bit by bugs, and he's making $300,000 a month, right? There are people going to work right now going, why the hell do I bother?
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
So we were talking about this earlier. Did you see any of the debate last night, Jen?
I saw it all.
Yeah, right. It was like, as I said, it was the worst thing. As I was watching it, I was saying to myself, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. I can't stop looking at it. All right? It truly was. It really was one of those train wreck moments. That, like,
it was a mostly peaceful debate. Mostly peaceful. Okay. Yeah.
For those of you who missed it, we would like to do our reenactment of the debate this morning.
It's important.
So. So are you going to be Trump or are you going to be
sure.
Biden?
Sure, I'll be Trump, sure.
Okay, and you'll be
get
you'll
my
be
orange
Biden.
Highlighter.
Sure. All right, I'll be Chris Wallace.
Yep.
All right, so here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2020 first presidential debate. Joining us this evening is President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. Gentlemen, let's begin.
Listen,
guy turned 1,036,000 times
Mr. President, you
need a haircut.
I don't even know.
I just got a haircut. Is Joe Flacco elite?
Shut up, man. Shut up, man.
There, ladies and gentlemen, was our reenactment of last night's debate.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Jamie's Crying is, over 40 years old already. Never really charted as a single, but David Lee Roth is the man who wrote the lyrics, and we wanted to find out what Jamie was actually crying about.
I have no idea why Jamie was crying. Just seemed like that's what the music suggested. When I hear music first, it suggests people and places to me right off the bat, and I try and put that into words. Maybe folks will recognize one of them.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
I was convinced that we were done.
Nope. Three songs.
like I said, late night. I don't remember the last time I saw 11 o'clock on a weeknight.
That's pretty
all right, right.
And ironically, Taylor went to bed at like 8.
Yeah, I know. And she's the one reversed. Who overslept.
Yeah, that's right.
All of 57 degrees outside right now, cloudy with some rain, clearing. Temperature will get up to about 70 degrees. We will get to the Wheel of Wow at 7:40 this morning. And if you got something you want to see on the wheel, 3 listener pick slots on the wheel now. Well, text it on into us to MGK, MGK. That is 645-645. I'm not sure if this happened here last year or not. More than likely, it did because it's Pennsylvania. All right? And it wasn't until I saw this story this morning that I realized, you know, I'm not the biggest beer drinker on the planet. I'm an ale guy, right? You know, but I actually missed the beer fests.
Oh my God, me too.
Right, you know, and just and until I saw the story, I just realized like nobody's having it.
Right.
We didn't have any of ours. Right, you know, it's just wow, it's goodbye, you know, gone. But did Yingling team up with Hershey's last year to make a chocolate beer?
Yes, a porter, delicious.
Yeah, they're bringing it back, and they're now going to distribute it to like 22 states.
Yeah, I saw it in six packs the other day.
Yeah,
at the store.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
before
that, you could only get them in kegs, and my local distributor was putting them in pounders.
Oh wow!
For the people, which I appreciate.
Cool, yeah.
But yeah, they're in bottles now too.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So
delish.
It is out there if you like it. And that is your beer update from the John DeBella Show. Right
Thank
now,
you.
We're checking with Sandy, with Cindy
for
Sandy made me promise.
So, thank you.
That's my Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, is that
Sandy?
What it was?
Sandy, right from my wheel of bad impressions.
Let it go another minute. He'll be Indian.
Yeah.
Sandy.
Just give me the damn traffic.
What's happening on the roadways, Sandy?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Coming up at 8:10 this morning, there's an author by the name of Ken McNabb, 1B, no relation, and I believe he's Scottish.
Yeah.
All right, and he's written a book about the Beatles called And in the End, and it's basically a book about the last days of the Beatles being together. So we're going to talk to him at that time, but right now we're getting to the wheel.
Wow!
Wow!
Wow.
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 Wheel.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, yeah. It is chock full today. Once again, three listener pick slots on the wheel. Leftover from last week, the Fabulous Thunderbirds and Tough Enough. Mark Cohn's Walking in Memphis is on there. Europe and the Final Countdown, new to the wheel, REO Speedwagon, Roll with the Changes, our first listener pick slot, Van Morrison with Jackie Wilson Said, Procol Harum's Conquistador, Sugarloaf and Green Eyed Lady, Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat, another listener pick, then Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, the Allman Brothers with Revival, and the last listener pick. Three of them there, lots of songs coming in, you still got a couple of minutes. We got seconds, really. Get yours in to MGK, MGK at 645, 645. Spin that wheel, Steve. Woo. Wow, that's a big-ass spin. Come on, listener pick. Come on, listener. We got great listener picks this morning. Come on, listener pick. There we go. That's one. That's goes one. It goes up. Oh! Goes up. Ow! Oh, my God.
Two it away missed, this time, it, though.
Yeah, it missed by two. I was positive it was going to stop. I was so sure it was going to stop. It looked like it was coming right in for the landing. But I've got to tell you, this has been sitting on there for a while. This is with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen, Procol Harum and Conquistador. Conquistador from Procol Harum. Get a lot of respect on that one this morning. People just texting in like crazy.
That was cool.
Oh, my God. That was really great.
Especially for live.
B.J. Wilson is a drummer you would have loved.
You always
put him would have gone complete. I mean, that guy was doing fills before fills were popular. He would always just find a way to get something in, a little beat in between a couple of notes on every song.
Love the snare sound in that.
Yeah. Yeah,
really
and
cool.
That was live.
I know, it was awesome.
And that was, and the great thing about that live at with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra was it was done up in Canada. And when you listen to it, and you may have noticed, like when the song ended, there was a pause, and then the applause happened.
So polite.
It was right. It wasn't like like here in the States where as soon as someone hits note one. Right, they're like, oh yeah. And, I remember hearing a Neil Young concert once, and he went to the piano and he starts to play something, and he literally hits the keys, and the people in the crowd are clapping, and he stops and he looks at the crowd and goes, look, I'm not much of a piano player, at least at that point in time. He goes, I'm not much of a piano player, so all of my piano songs kind of start the same. You can't possibly know what I'm going to play.
That's the difference, though, between Jack Daniels and Molson. There's a big gap between the two.
Let's check with Cindy, see what's happening on the roadway. Cindy, you might like this guy who's coming in at 8:10. Is a Beatles author. Mm-hmm. Right. He's a Ken McNabb with 1B and no relation. Right. He wrote this book, And in the End. It's about the last days of the Beatles. It's not really a big book. It's like you open it up and it says, Yoko's fault, and then it's over.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Ding.
102.9 MGK.
102.9 MGK. There's a new book out called In the End, The Last Days of the Beatles. It's available now in bookstores and on Amazon.com. And Ken McNabb, with 1B, so he doesn't play football. He's not related to anybody. Well, he's related to somebody, but just not on this side of the pond. He's joining us now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for that brilliant introduction.
You're welcome to it. This has got to be the shortest book in history because all you had to do was come up with a title and then say, it was Yoko's fault.
No. I've been very careful, John, with this project, not to apportion blame. It's one of the great questions in rock and roll history. Who split up the Beatles? And, of course, there's a myriad of answers to that question. But I've been very, very careful not to apportion blame. I think with a project like this, John, you know, it's all about context, and it's all about perspective, and it's all about looking at the events of 1969 through the prism of half a century now, and maybe looking at things from a slightly different viewpoint. But no, I don't believe that Yoko broke up the Beatles any more than I think that Linda McCartney broke up the Beatles. There's a whole narrative taking place in the background, but it's far too simplistic, and she's become a very unfair target over the years. Paul McCartney certainly doesn't think it, so that's good enough for me.
Now, with the large number of people that you spoke to, was there a general consensus of what was going on, or were a lot of these people just adding their own little stories into, you know, what it was they saw?
Well, there was a general consensus that they were eyewitnesses to history. And in that sense, they confirmed much of what we already knew, but were able to give a personal take on it, in a sense. I mean, it's interesting to note, from my point of view, that there's going to be a recalibrated version of the Let It Be film by Peter Jackson within the next year or so. And it will be very interesting to see, because there are 400 hours of unused footage.
Oh, my God.
But it has to be said, John, that you cannot rewrite history or revise history, because at that time, this was a band on life support. The problem, of course, is that nobody wanted to be the one to pull the plug. But at the end of the day, this was not a very, you know, happy time in their career. They really were reaching the end of the road. And the end of the road was, of course, Abbey Road,
right,
the last album and their last love letter to the world.
What was the most shocking revelation to you? What was the thing that you found out that, like, maybe you never heard of before, or was explained in a way that's like, oh my God, I never saw it that way?
Well, it wasn't so much a revelation, John, as a nugget of information. It was a happy accident. If you look at the cover, the very famous cover of the Abbey Road album, and you see the four guys walking across the road, in the background, John, are three guys all wearing white overalls, and they just happened to be at Abbey Road that day as painters and decorators. And I managed to track one of them down, and he'd never been spoken, nobody had ever spoken to him before about being in that famous picture. So he was able to talk about sitting in the Abbey Road canteen, and at the next table to them would be John Lennon, George Harrison, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. And they would talk about everyday things. They would talk about politics. They would talk about, you know, to use an American term, soccer. And everyday subjects. So it's those kind of interactions that helped to humanize them. One other connection I made was with an American photographer, Bruce McBroom, who took one of the last great sets of pictures of them together in 1969. Again, Bruce had never been approached by anybody to talk about this. And he told me some great stories about working with the band and working with Peter Sellers. Peter Sellers, the famous actor, made the introduction between himself and the Beatles, and he tells some hilarious stories about how they tried to put him at ease and how Sellers was very funny. And again, it comes back to great stories that you can still tease out, even after all this time, to let people read and hear for the first time. So that was good, yeah.
Well, his name is Ken McNabb. The book is In the End, The Last Days of the Beatles. It's available now in bookstores and on Amazon.com. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Ken, or in your case, spending the afternoon with us. How are things in Scotland today?
I know this may come as a major surprise. It's slightly raining. and I always say to people, when I'm told, I always apologize to American friends, because I always sound like a cross between Sean Connery and Lauren Bacall. thank you very much for having me on, and I hope you guys have a great day.
You take care.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Do you think anybody is talking about anything today other than that fiasco on TV last night?
Nope.
I mean,
Eagles sucking, maybe.
Right? You think?
Yeah.
You think,
just a splash of that.
I mean, it's Wednesday. Aren't they over the Eagles game by now?
We're still in Philly.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Where only bad things happen.
I mean, the last night's debate was, look, normally I wouldn't even stay up that late. I stayed up through the entire thing. Through the entire thing, the only thing that was going through my mind is, this is the worst thing I have ever seen. I mean, this was worse than the Star Wars Christmas special. I mean, this was...
Oh, my God. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Oh, yeah, there was such a thing. And it was like one of the worst pieces of programming ever. And this thing was even... And I'm watching it. It goes, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. How can I even watch this? I can't stop. Right. You know, it was just
I thought it was fantastic. I loved it.
It was
entertainment.
It was. And I was waiting during the course of it. Is somebody going to walk off stage or is somebody going to punch someone else? Right. And Chris
or
Wallace
fall over
get,
and die.
Right. Yeah. Chris Wallace couldn't get anything done. It was just
he was terrible as well.
Yeah. Right.
Everyone sucked.
So now for those of you who missed the debate last night, we'd like to do our own reenactment of what went on. So I'll play the part of Chris Wallace. You're going to be Joe Biden, Steve?
Sure.
All right, and you'll be President Trump?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, same difference.
Yeah, right. It really doesn't matter who's playing who, but here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cleveland, Ohio. And this evening, we are here for the first presidential debate. We've got President Trump. We've got former Vice President Joe Biden. Gentlemen, let me ask you.
There was a total witch hunt. It serves 100 ships
news.
A day.
I'll
I had
take
the strangest
vaccine.
Dream.
You take
I sailed away to China
to
in a little rowboat to find
you.
Ain't nothing going to break my stride.
And dog and pony
the
show.
The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Huh?
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.